Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wet, rainy, nasty day. It's the bye week. All we really have to look forward to is the World Series, the Cavs, and of course, Ohio State on Saturday. Jeff is off today. Tom Withers is in. Dan Menigan's here. Matt Corrales also here as well. Nasty way to start the day today. Like, just too much water and just kind of like rain. And I can't do anything about it, but I don't know. It sets
All right,
my
stop
mood.
Your complaining.
It sets my mood for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I get it. We've had a glorious summer and fall, though, weather-wise, haven't we not? So this rain is actually needed. Hey, they let me back in the building today. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm excited for you to come back in.
Let's go.
All right, we got a lot of things to talk about today. We are going to talk to Nick Costos at 11. There's our Odyssey Sports betting insider. He'll give us all the ins and the outs. I want to talk to him about college today, too, as well. Josh Booty, former Browns quarterback, Marlins outfielder, is going to be
LSU quarterback. Stud guy.
We'll talk a little college football with him, too. And then Daryl Ryder, I cannot get away from him. On Sunday, I had to do post with him. On Tuesday, we did the morning show. He checked in with us yesterday. We're going to check back in with Daryl, too. He's the only guy I know that's just like working 24/7 during the bye week. So
yeah, he was one of the few guys on the beats that I would see him in Berea and then later at Progressive Field and then potentially at Rocket Arena all on the same day.
What is that? You, him, and Jeff Shadell?
Yeah, Jeff Shadell, juggles all three. Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff works his off too.
He sure does.
And I don't know if he gets enough credit for what he does, but he is he works hard. And you know the thing about Jeff that I like, and I the folks that listen to our press conferences that we play here on 92.3 The Fan, that Dan loves. Dan loves playing press conferences. I don't know if you know that or not. Ask him. Dan, you love them, don't you?
They're just an utter joy.
See, that's exactly how he feels about it.
Mr. Ways.
But I always find it interesting that Jeff asks questions that are just a little bit off the beaten path. And I'm
so glad you said that. It's so true.
But that's what makes it interesting, I love that part of it.
It does. Sometimes he asks the questions that you're afraid to ask, and he kind of cuts to the quick, and sometimes elicits really good responses, from coaches and players. And and I love you, Jeff. There's been some cringy questions over the years, but usually gets the job done.
I had no plans on doing this, and I don't know if Jeff would ever even remember the story, but one of the first times I'm going to out myself, and like I almost got into a fight with Jeff in the beginning. I don't even know if Jeff knows this or not. So
we've all had our moments with Jeff. It's okay.
So now I consider him a friend. I mean, like, we talk all the time. He texts me during the show and stuff, and he works so hard, and I appreciate everything that he does. But when I first started, back in the day, it was like, newspaper was here and radio was over here and TV
there's a little bit
was
of
over
separation.
Here. Right. Yeah, now there's like very little because everybody does everything.
All hands on deck.
So Corey Fuller, I'll never forget this because I just moved up to Cleveland. I was working in Columbus and I was working for Fox Sportsnet. And my beat was kind of Columbus. I was still doing Ohio State football and I was going to practices and I was going to press conferences because Ohio State's practice accessibility has never been very good. And I would do Ohio State stuff. And then I came back up, and I hope Jeff's listening right now. If he's not, I'll tell him to hit the rewind and listen to it. But you know, so I was there, and we had a reporter named Carrie Sayers, did an outstanding job. She was here for a while, and then she ended up in Chicago.
I love Carrie. She was awesome.
And Carrie was on the Browns beat.
Right.
So, and we had split it up, but our offices were both in Cleveland. So, I don't know. Corey Fuller played for what? Minnesota?
Before
Cincinnati?
He came here? Yeah.
Played for Minnesota.
Vikings before here, right?
Yeah. So, she was off that day, and I was in, and I had to cover the Browns, which I only did maybe a handful of times after I got to Cleveland. When I was in Columbus, I was up here every once in a while, but not very often. So now I'm at the press conference. I'm in the locker room. And you know, like, let's just say locker room was open for an hour, 11 to 12. And Jeff had went over and talked to Corey Fuller at the time because I think they were getting set to play the Vikings that week. And I had one job. My one job that day was to ask Corey Fuller like two questions about playing the Vikings. And Jeff was standing there at like, I got a couple of sound bites. I don't even know who the quarterback was. I sat there and I'm out of the corner of my eye. I'm watching to see what Corey Fuller's doing, right? I'm waiting for him to come back. So if it's from like 11 to 12, that's when it's open. So now at like 11:15, Corey walks back to his locker. And then I see Jeff walk over there. And I didn't know who Jeff was at the time either. So Corey's standing there and Jeff walks over to him. And I can see that they're the only two talking to each other. So like in the media world, which people don't understand, is if you see a reporter and they're going to talk to a player one-on-one in that locker room situation,
give them space.
You give them space because they're doing a feature story on them. They're doing something unique, okay? And so I stayed away for like half hour, and I watched as the two just talked and talked and talked. The locker room closes at 12, and they're going to kick you out at 12. It's like 11:52, and he's still talking to him. And I'm like, okay. So now I'm like, I've got to get these two questions in. It's not that big a deal. So I walk over and I just drop my Fox Sports Net microphone in. And Jeff looks at me while he's asking Corey another question and writing it down. And I'm like, okay. And because I was trying not to be rude.
Right.
And so he looks at me and then he looks at Corey and he got really mad and he goes, well, apparently this microphone holder has a few questions for you.
Oh.
And I looked at Jeff and I go, Jeff, I've been waiting 35 minutes to talk to this guy. I had two questions for him. He goes, well, go ahead and ask. And I was like, okay. And so I asked him two questions about playing Minnesota. And I got out of there. And I remember walking up to Dan Coughlin afterwards. And I'm like, Danny, dude, what is up with this guy? And he said, he goes, it's Jeff. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I go, I waited. And I was like going through the whole story. And you know, but he called me this. He called me a
microphone holder,
which is like the lowest of the low.
Yeah.
When you get into that scenario, so I don't
have
know.
Have you remained that to Jeff over the years?
I don't know that I've ever shared that story back with him again because eventually we became friends, and I kind of let it go. But now I really let it go.
Yeah, there's some interesting media moments we've had over the years, and you mentioned Danny Coughlin, and my God,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
God, I missed Danny.
There were two. I'm not going to name names of this, but during a baseball playoff game, two good friends went toe-to-toe, man. I thought they were going to throw punches.
Oh, Hoynesy versus Sheldon.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Was that public knowledge?
I was sitting in the middle of it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. We still laugh about it.
It was hysterical.
It was unbelievable.
Well, I don't even know what they were fighting about.
I can't remember.
I'm telling you, folks, if you could have been in the press box and all the things that you think about, I couldn't believe, because I had spent the whole year doing pre and post game year.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on?
Believe it
over
or not,
there?
I think it had to do with John Rocker. I think it was a John Rocker related story.
Oh, my God.
Because I think it was a Sunday morning. It was that Mariners Indian series.
Yeah.
2002. And they almost
thought they were going to throw punches. I don't. That would have been an interesting bout.
Yeah,
I'm going to say probably three rounds, and I don't think there would have been a winner.
There's been some media on media crime in this town.
It's pretty good.
Don't know about. Yeah.
Oh,
it gets heated.
Oh,
it gets hot.
You remember when the Browns were leaving, and like all the Baltimore media was in here?
Okay, I was before my time.
Oh,
here.
Oh man, there were scenes in the locker room where the guys were going. They were pushing each other out of the way, and like the Cleveland videographers were like, yeah, what, this is our locker room. What are you guys doing in here? You know, we cover these guys every day for our entire lives, and now you guys are coming over from Baltimore, and you're trying to squeeze in.
I can imagine.
Now we don't
heated.
Have any room. Yeah. I mean, you've seen pictures of guys standing up against the back of a wall or against a locker, and there's like 400 cameras here.
Yeah.
And if you aren't, you know, over 6 foot as a videographer, you got troubles.
Yeah.
That's why Tommy Livingston, who I worked with for years at Channel 5, was the greatest, because he's like 6'4"-ish, maybe even more than 6'4". And it, like, we always had good video at that point because we knew Tommy was coming.
Yeah.
But then we had another guy named Jimmy Lentz who was shorter in stature. Sorry, Jimmy, if you're listening. But he would muscle his way into the front. And so, like, there's all these little behind the scenes stories that you don't really, that you don't get to hear about, but they're kind of fun now that I think about it.
There's obviously been some very, and some noteworthy media on player interactions. I was at Shea Stadium the night that Bobby Bonilla told Bob Clavish that he would show him the Bronx. So I've seen some of the more famous ones. Yeah. And obviously, you know, blow ups in managers' offices and all that stuff that, you know, now would be even more viral than they were, you know, 20, 30 years ago, what have you. So
it's also interesting when you go back and look at the perspective of the whole thing, too. Like we all love Kenny Lofton, right? Kenny had some great years here in Cleveland, but there were times when
Kenny was
feisty, man.
Yeah.
No one was ever as feisty as Albert, though.
No.
Albert was the king of the king.
Then
Albert came back to training camp or came back to spring training a couple years ago.
Mr. Congeniality.
He was the nicest guy I'd ever talked to. I was like, wait a minute, is this really the same guy that we were watching?
Kenny was a challenge, but I liked the fact that Kenny was a challenge. And you figured out how to work with Kenny, you were fine.
100%.
You know what I mean? And I've got a great relationship with Kenny now. Anytime I see him, he goes out of his way to come over and say hello, and a really good guy. And oh, by the way, I've come around on it. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
The numbers are
really, you know, when you think about what he was able to do off both sides of the ball, right? I mean, we were talking about that a little bit yesterday with Chris Rose, right? And in terms of how baseball is a little bit different that way. I mean, dynamic on the base paths as well, you know, was the real engine behind those teams when you think about it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But the other behind the scenes thing about Kenny was Kenny was a radio TV major at Arizona. His lab partner was a guy.
Also a basketball player, by the way.
Yeah, and did all three of those, right? So, but he, his lab partner for radio TV stuff in college was a guy I worked with in Montana.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, that's
and
funny.
So I remember being like, Scott Kilberry was this guy's name. Now he's, I think he's in Kansas City. He's like a big news anchor now there. And I just remember going, oh, I love the Indians because Kenny Lofton was my lab partner at Arizona. I was like, wow.
Wow.
So I was always blown away when you would go into there was one game with Kenny that I'll never forget. It wasn't even like a bad play. And I remember Kenny looking, somebody asked him a question about, I don't know, maybe there was a ball that got between him and whoever was playing right field that night. And they ended up getting the ball, turning around. I think they threw the guy out at the plate. And somebody said to Kenny, I don't know if you remember this either. I don't know if you're around for this. Somebody said, Kenny, what happened on the play? And Kenny looked right at him. He goes, what do you mean?
That was his common response to everything.
Yeah, what do you mean? And he'd be like, well, you know that great play in the fourth inning?
That's so funny.
And he'd be like, I don't know. You tell me. And the reporter's like, it was a great play. Just what did you see? How did that?
Yeah.
I don't know. You tell me. What'd you see? I don't know. Yeah, and I'm like, Kenny, I'm like, all he's doing is asking you to describe a great play. Like, it wasn't even a bad play. That was the whole thing.
Right. And I'm sure there was probably a couple of media people that came to the aid of that person, right? Because we're all kind of in it together. And when you get those awkward moments in the locker room, there is nothing worse. I mean, it is just, it's so hard, right? Your heart starts racing. You're like, okay, are these guys going to fight? There have been, Hoynsey was in a famous fight.
We have 2 minutes. Give me the fight, and then we're going to get to the Browns.
I'm trying to remember if it was...
With a player?
Indians player. Oh, yeah. I mean, throwing each other around. Like, he got thrown over the stool. And,
God.
A fist fight. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, if Hoynsey knew it was coming, he's got a little feistiness. Like, I bet his right jab would probably be pretty good when he was young.
Hoynsey played rugby at Marquette.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that I'm messing with Hoynsey back in the day. Now it'd be cruel to mess with Hoynsey.
I still wouldn't mess with Hoynsey.
I wouldn't either.
I love Hoynsey.
He's the most lovable person in the media.
By the way, is up for Hall of Fame induction again. I got the ballot in the mail on Wednesday. He's for the media award.
Yeah.
He's up against Tom Verducci from Sports Illustrated and Newsday, and also Scott Miller, who is a longtime national baseball writer who unfortunately passed away this past year. So, and from what I understand, I think Hoynsey came within like 9 votes of election last year. So, be nice to get him in, man.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's a Cooperstown trip I would definitely make.
I would go for that too.
Hawk call in Cooperstown, there'd be nothing better.
Yeah, I don't even know if people know what the Hawk call is too either. So, all right, we'll get it. Hawk call is a thing where he goes in the press box and he does a call for a hawk. Yeah. And it gets your attention. Yeah, it's really neat. It's actually kind of funny. People don't know when it's going to happen, so it takes them by surprise.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.